Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. We are going to go through now the questions, the coach questions that have been sent in by the Roo Crew. If you're watching the video of this, you're already in the Roo Crew and you got early access to this by about 24 hours or so. If you're listening on the Rugby League Guru podcast, come and check out the link in the description to come and join the Roo Crew where you'll get the video of this sort of content. You will also get to put in the questions. So you'll get to hear your name read out and me answer your specific question. Now, I've got about 50 odd questions, so I'm going to go through them and answer them. I'm sure some of them will be reasonably repetitive and you'll sort of get an idea of where I'm at. It's obviously early in the week too. I'm recording this Monday afternoon, 4 p.m. So before team lists and before, to be honest with you, I've even sat down and had a really close look at my team as well. So there is a lot to get into. We're going to go through all your questions. You're obviously going to get a flavor of the trades that I think I'm going to make this week. They're in the Roo Crew on Monday as well for you that are already in it, getting early access to that. I'm considering a boost. Don't know whether I will. I'm sure a lot of you will be in the same boat as well. So let's get stuck into the questions sent into the Roo Crew. First one from Damon Riding with the Roosters 2RF rotations. Is Angus a genuine buy or trap? Angus is a genuine buy. There is no doubt about that whatsoever, but there is every chance he's a genuine buy and a trap at the same time. And this is what worries me so much about Angus Crichton, that as soon as the Roosters lose a game or two, you just don't know what the coach is going to do. He could make mass changes. He's got Wong there. He's got Egan Butcher, still a Chipinua out with the HIA this week, but he could be back in the week after, or he will be back in the week after. So I don't know. It just becomes really, really difficult to work out what to do with Angus Crichton because you're just not sure how safe his position is. And I think that's the reality that we all face here. That's the tough decision that we all have to make. If I was to trade in a second row out of him and Bloor, I'm kind of leaning towards Angus, but I think Bloor's a little bit safer. So you're going to have to make that decision for yourself. I'm not quite sure which way I'm going to go on that front just yet. Jared Norris, is Turbo the natural replacement for Ponga if he's injured, or is there a case for Pappy? Would you consider trading even if Ponga's still named? No, mate, I think Ponga will play and I think he'll be sweet. So no, I would not be making a change there. I'd be running with him. 1 second. Sort of fucked up our lighting here a little bit. You guys deal with it. No, mate, I think I'm pretty confident the Turbo will feature in this one and I would not be trading him out. I wouldn't even be considering it. Daniel says, love your work. Best replacements for Hammer. I have Val and RTS. I want to get my hands on Zach Lomax. And as it stands right now, I'm going to do it this week. I really want to get Lomax. I think he's a keeper for the rest of the year. Goal kicking the Dragons. Their entire game plan is survive until fifth and then kick the ball in the vicinity of Zach Lomax. That's if they don't spread to him early. And that's if he doesn't pop up somewhere around the ruck on third and fourth tackle. So Zach Lomax, it's hard to declare him a must-have, but fuck, I just don't want to go without him. So Lomax is the guy that I would go for, mate, and I will be bringing him into my side this week as it stands. This one comes from Joe Hayden. How's Tomato Martin for a buy? Can move Strange down for him for Hammer, then have money to upgrade elsewhere. I don't mind it, mate. I just think that if you've already got Lachie Galvin, I think this is the thing that we all need to start thinking about, is that you can't have all these guys. You think you're going to make all the money in the world and whatnot, but then you run out of trades. You let points slip and whatnot. So I don't mind going to Tomato Martin, especially if you've missed some of these other really good cheapies. But for me, I think I'm going to let him go through to the keeper, but I don't mind it. Top three CW to bring in other than Val and a pod player. Already got Val and CW looking to play other major buy rounds. I really, really like the look of Zach Lomax. He's the one that I want to bring in. Other guys that I think are worth a little shout. No one's going to go near Greg Marshall because he's on the other side. I mean, Dom Young scored 25 tries on that wing last year. I still think he's a decent little pod play, to be honest with you. I wouldn't mind that. I won't be doing it, but I can understand it as a pod play. Dane Gagai, always a good option as well. If KP's firing over there, Bradman Best. There's a few options getting around, but I think Zach Lomax is the one that you just lock in, mate. I think you bring him into your side. I think Mulatalo, obviously a very good chat. If you can afford himself, you've had him the last few weeks, he's been flying. Don't mind that. I just don't think Josh Adokar can keep these sort of scores up. I know I've had a few questions about him as well. But Zach Lomax, the big one for me, bro. Daniel Tupu's been doing all right too, just quietly. Stacking up tries, stacking up points, doing good things. Matty Timoko is probably the ultimate pod. The more I think about it, he's doing incredibly well there. So you got a few options there, mate, but Lomax is my one. Matty Diamond. If Flegler not named again this week, should I play Sam Hughes again or sell Flegler and bring up Curran? Hosking the preferred sell this week, but unsure if I want to run with Hughes again. Mate, Hughes got a sim bin on the weekend and he got 33. Now, obviously that's depending on whether Maxi King returns from injury, but I would sort of cop playing Hughes another week. If you believed in Flegler a few weeks ago, he's not too far away. I would just sort of be patient with it, to be honest with you. From Alex, is Pappy a hold? Turbo has Titans next week, but Pappy has them in round 9. Love Storm's fixtures too, plus Turbo might play again. Might play Origin. I think Pappy is a hold, mate, especially with Origin incoming. I think he is a hold. And if for just whatever reason over the next few weeks he grabs that goal king, it's not looking likely. But if you see Meany miss a week or two, or he gets a suspension, a HIA something, and Pappy grabs it, he might not let go of it. So with Origin incoming for Turbo, I'd be holding on to Pappy, and I will be holding on to Pappy. Flegler to Crichton or Bloor via Curran, a good move. Have got May, Willison, and Hughes as other front row forwards. How good's having Willison? I have him too. Fucking love that. I would lean towards Flegler to Crichton or Bloor via Curran, a good move. Yeah, I still think you should probably be a little bit patient with Flegler, but if it's one to get one of these boys, I back it. I think Crichton's a better super coach player, but I think Bloor's safer. If you think Crichton holds onto that spot, I would personally go Angus Crichton. Wayne91, Angus Abai. Arthur's a hold, CNK pod play. Angus Abai, yes, if you believe he's going to hold that spot. Arthur's a hold. No, I'd be selling Arthur's. I just had to think who the fuck Arthur's was. No, I'd be selling him, mate. And CNK a pod play. Look, CNK is a pod play. I just question whether... I just don't think he's got the ceiling of some of these guys. I know he did well on the weekend, but CNK doesn't have that 150 in him that Turbo does, that Ponga does, that Pappy does. I think he's a very good player, CNK. I just don't think at only fullback, if he's CTW, I would happily bring him into my side. But at fullback, I just can't do it. There's just too many points to leave on the table. Hammer to Lomax. Yes, I like it, mate. I think if you are a Hammer owner, I'd be going straight to Lomax. I know Timmy is. I'm keen to see what he's doing. I'm assuming he will probably go straight to Lomax unless he is thinking that he'll go down to an Itto or one of these guys to free up cash to go elsewhere. But I am dying to get Lomax into my side. Garudu, do you think CNK coming back is going to stunt RTS's ability to score attacking points? Not overly, to be honest with you, mate. I don't think CNK impacts him all that much, whether CNK is in the team or not. I think Roger, he's playing center. He's going to have his low weeks. He's going to have his high weeks. But I still think he'll end up averaging that 65-70 sort of mark. So now I'm not too concerned. Martin Hoyne. Juiciest pot options that you've been looking at for the coming weeks, mate. For me, Cobbo and Braddy Best intrigue my attention. Yeah, I get where you're coming from, mate. To be honest with you, I've been looking at too many like wild pod plays. I haven't had a good look at draws and everything and that sort of stuff just because this time of the year, I know I'm trying to make cash. I know the guns that I want to get into my side at this point. It's more toward the back end of the season and during Origin that I'll look for my pod plays. I looked at Wade Egan. I really like him for the Origin period because Danny Level is starting to cap out now, but he's just too close to an injury week in, week out, I think. He's also a lot of bickies. He's like 650K or something. A lot of money to pay for a guy that you don't really trust to stay fit week to week. Gurundi from Jack. Seems like Sharky's game plan is a lot more focused around Trindle this year, even the kicking duties. Do you think Nico still goes on to be a top two averaging halfback? I've said it all year, said it from the preseason. I do think Nico will be a top two, but I think he regrets, and I think it's pretty fucking evident. If you sat there and denied it for months and months and months, open your eyes and watch the way they're playing football. Yes, Nico, he is going to regress. When you have a look at his scores so far this year, came up with an 82 on the weekend, I think it was. Previous weeks, 26, 75, 53, 94. Last year, Nico Hines averaged 95. So in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games, he hasn't gone above his average from last year yet. He's going to regress. It's fucking evident by the way they're playing. Do I still think he'll be a top two halfback? Yeah, I do. I still think he'll be number two behind Cleary, maybe three behind SJ, but he is still one of the better options. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. I've said that from day one. Everyone thinks that I hate Hines. I could just see the way they were going to play their football and the way that Trindle, he isn't Moylan. He isn't going to sit in a pocket and say fuck all and not call for the ball and not do anything. He's going to play some footy, Trindle. He's that sort of a guy. And I think it'll be better for the Cronulla Sharks long term, but I do think it hurts Nico Hines. There is no doubt about that, and I've been convinced of that since day one. So, I think he does regress, mate, but I still do think he will be number two or number three overall. Is Itto a trap? Fitzgibbon said it's a week-to-week thing with Middles missing. Yeah, Hayden, I'm really worried about Itto. I at the moment, I'm going to bring him in, but I want to sort of have a look at team lists and whatnot, going to see if I can snoop around and get us some information on that. But, yeah, obviously, I think it's Katoa's out this week, so that'll lock him in this week. But then after that, especially once you get like Hamlin Wellay played reserve grade on the weekend, once he gets back, Rudolph's available now. Once all the middles are back, I wonder if they can afford to carry Sifra on the bench. So yeah, I don't know, man. I'm keen to hear what Timmy Williams thinks. I think he's a buy still because I think he'll get enough opportunities during the year that he'll be a good little cash grab. But yeah, it's not an ideal situation. We are in the dark there a little bit. Hey, Guru, I know you're a big draft guy. Are you more of a trader or a holder? My first year playing and I'm very tentative for trading so far. Mate, my comp doesn't trade too much. I'm very much so a holder. I normally make one trade a year, maybe one every 2 years. I don't think I've ever had a season where I've made more than one trade. But I like to just play the waiver wire. That's where I do my best work. So trades are all good and well and some comps trade like crazy. Mine doesn't. And even if it did, I really don't think I'd trade all that much. I don't think any of the guys want to trade with me anyway. So it is what it is. T. Summers. Fort seems like forever. Is Cleary a sell? And can I drop Hutchison for another halves cheapy? Not really much doing in the halves, to be honest with you, bro. If you're going to drop Hutcho, I'd probably be trying to move Hutcho up to a Nico or maybe an SJ or someone. Maybe a Tomato Martin might be a play. That if you want to do that, that's probably the play. Go to Tomato Martin. I believe he is dual position Tomato Martin. Let me double check that before I go running my mouth, because he might not be. Tomato Martin, he is, he's 5'8 fullback, not 5'8 halfback. That hurts. I'd be trying to trade up, bro. I don't know who you're going to trade down to, unless I'm sleeping on someone. No one's really coming to mind for me. Next question, where did that tab go? There it is. Guru, what are your thoughts on my trade targets for round 7? Burbo to Blore and Savage to Zeri. Yeah, look, I like going to Bronson, mate, but I'm not sure if he's going to be there realistically. Obviously, Blake Taft's available this week, so Stephen Crichton probably goes back to center. If so, does that mean that Bronson loses his spot? I don't know. There's probably other guys I'd rather you go to, but he is a nice little pod play. If he holds on to that spot, we'll wait and see for team list or wait for final team updates there to be sure, mate. Ethan McGrady. Gay Guarino looking to go Angus, but unsure on who to move on. Who's the best choice to drop? Lane, Burbo, or Chan? Thanks, Legend. Obviously, Chan's the best one to drop, I think, mate. In saying that, he's not losing money. I think Lane will probably hold money over the next few weeks. Burbo, he's injured, so he's not going to lose money. So, honestly, mate, it depends what you want to do here. If you're happy just to move Chan on because he's the cheapest guy, good as gold, go for it. If you've got the money to do so, I would advise it. But if not, if you need the money out of Burbo and Lane, I guess the only thing that I would take into consideration is that Lane is a warm body this weekend. Burbo's got a hamstring. Fuck knows when he'll return. So Burbo, maybe just because he's at a slightly higher price than Chan, but his dual position's handy to have. Honestly, mate, it depends on your team. When bring Cleary back, who is the one to go, Brown or Brooks? I think Brooks, personally. Rue, you're a good egg, mate, but you know who isn't a good egg at the moment? Harry Grant. Nick Owen. What are we doing with him, mate? I keep waiting for that week, but it just doesn't seem to be arriving. What's happening? Yeah, look, I don't have him, mate, and if I was you guys, I'd be getting impatient. Oh, a little bit of Pepsi Max there, underrated. I'd be getting impatient as well, but I personally think the week is coming. Maybe this will be the one. I think if you've held Harry for this long, you want to wait until you get those big scores because they will come. Hey, mate, this is from Jakey Wright. Hey, mate, sitting in the top 1% currently at the moment. Unreal. Well done, Jake. Currently have Latrell Mitchell as my backup fullback with a return of round 10. Would you hold or consider using that 700K elsewhere? In the meantime, chase points. I'd be selling him, mate. I'd be moving that money elsewhere. I'd be looking at maybe a KP, maybe a Ryan Pappenhausen. You got a few options there. Even if it means for short term, you move a center wing back there and go to a Lomax or someone as well. I think 700K is too much to leave sitting on the park for a guy that's in a team that's going like a busted. And he's not going that well either. So he's scoring well, but not playing to his absolute best. Latrell coming back off a few weeks spell too, I don't love as well for match fitness. So I'd definitely be moving him on. I would have done it last week. Is Willison worth boosting for? I don't think so, mate. Not in the front row. He's going to make a little bit of money. I've already got him, so I'm happy with that, but I wouldn't be boosting for him. Fuck, the amount of boosts that have been wasted on front row forwards this year, I wouldn't be doing it. Blore or Gus? Gus is the better Supercoach player. Blore is the safer Supercoach player. Make your decision. If you think Gus is going to hold, it's Angus for me. Luke O'Neill, with Origin approaching, who are some players we should be looking throughout that period? For me, I'm thinking blokes like Pappy and Egan, only because they won't play Origin, therefore won't be rested through that period. I agree, mate. I think Pappy's a very, very good shout. That's why I went him a couple of weeks ago, part of my thinking why I went him. Wade Egan, I looked at him this week. He's a little bit more expensive than I thought he'd be. And with his injuries and everything, I don't know if I can trust him, eh? So, yeah, but I think we should. This is why I brought in AFB a couple of weeks ago as well, who played during the Origin period, which I'm stoked with. Lomax I'm bringing in. I'm hoping he doesn't play Origin, but he might give it a red-hot crack, realistically. I'm just hoping, like, your Brian Toes and your Addo Cars of the world and whatnot, these guys can hold on, but we'll see. But, yes, mate, Origin, something you need to start considering. But do keep in mind with Origin that it isn't as big a deal as what it used to be in yesteryear. D Cameron, hey Guru, happy weekend. Quick question. Who do you think are the best two cheapies for round 7? Thinking Itto and Willison. I think it's Itto. I think it's Willison. And if you don't have Schiller, Schiller's still one of them, unbelievably. If you Chevy Stewart, you could go, but I don't quite love it. The other one, though, is Tomato Martin. He's the other cheapie that you could go as well. Jaden Formosa, got Robson and Levi as my hookers. Robson and Levi. Is it worth nothing, Levi, this early to bring in someone like Jaden Brayley? Is it worth nothing, Levi, this early to bring in someone like Jaden Brayley? I assume you mean going Levi to Brayley, which, sure. I'm not hugely convinced on Jaden Brayley, to be honest with you. I know he scored well on the weekend. I'm just not sure if he's going to make as much money as what you all think, but I'm keen to talk to Timmy about that. And I'm okay with nothing hookers. As you guys know, Timmy hates it. I love it. And it's something I considered this week, but it's probably a little bit early. Zach, Pappy and Drinky as fullbacks. Who and when should I trade out to go to KP? Pappy and Drinky as fullbacks. Let's have a look at what their break-evens and stuff are. I would assume Pappy's probably still got a little bit of money to make. No, he doesn't. He's going to start to lose money. Okay. Interesting. Mate, we'll have to have a look at their draw. I'll tell you what would be great for this. You guys are in the Roo Crew if you're watching the video and you're in the Roo Crew, brother. This is what you should be using, the stats that the Weekly Rubdown are providing each week, the Supercoach Deep Dive stats. They'll be out Wednesday midday, and we'll have a look at this there as well. But all those stats will really, really help you. Only available in the Roo Crew, not available to anyone else. Ados, I'm in a bit of a pickle-roo. You always are, Ados. I've got Hammer. Not sure how bad that injury is. Cleary, Piacura, all in the reserves. Really think I'll keep all three, just wait for them to return. I'm thinking I use a trade to get Kotrick off my reserves, risk him early to go to Iro. Would you recommend to do that? Yes, I would. I'd be fucking off Kotrick ASAP. Man, you're holding a lot of injured dudes. When you've got as many trades as you do, mate, I don't know. Especially with some of the CTWs getting around, mate, I'd be moving on Hammer, I think. I think you're better off to cash out there, take the game that you've got and move that to like a Lomax or someone. I'd be making a move there, mate. It's a lot to hold. Cleary, I get. Even Piacura with the two RFs getting around, I don't know about it. From Michael Gordon, looking to set and forget front row forward in coming weeks, but who to sell, Hughes, Henry or Willison? Willison, hold him for now. Hughes, I mean, he's been going okay, getting decent minutes, that sim bit on the weekend. You know, it probably didn't cost him 10 minutes of footy, but it cost him 8 points or whatever it is, so he would have got a 40-odd. Henry, I'd probably be looking to sell as well. Without looking at his break-even, just looking at how that team's shaping up now with JFH back, I'd probably be looking to move on him. Bostock peaked at 513K. I would say so, mate. Might have one more little bump in him, but I think Bostock's done a fantastic job for us, and it's time to turn him into a gun. Not to mention, if you've played it right and you've got Schiller, you've got Ethan Strange in there, Galvin, you've got a lot of money to come over the next few weeks. So I think you cash out on Bostock and get ready to make those other trades later. Damien Riding, haven't already done this. Maybe I haven't. Tomato Martin or Galvin, have neither, but looking moving Strange, CDW, and keeping Brooks at 5'8". Mate, I actually think Galvin. You haven't missed the first price rise, you're sweet. I'd be going Galvin. Is Joloff a good pod play? Mitchy Moore. I knew you'd ask about Joloff, bro. I'm a big fan of Joloff. I know we've spoken about him a lot, mate. Not a bad pod play, but, I mean, if you got on a little bit late, he's already scored 2 tries. I think if you got on him 3 weeks ago when I first spoke about it, that was probably the play. Right now, I don't know. I'm not too sure. I probably wouldn't, bro. Nigel Anderson, what to do with guys like Joe Chan and Blaze? Are they worth just biting the bullet and trading to get other players? Who are we actually playing in? I would be trading Chan. If you've still got Blaze, I don't mind you holding on to him. I'm just so far from convinced Morgan Harper stays in this side for that much longer. In saying that, I mean, Morgan, Blaze wasn't great defensively. They've still got Sivo to come back in eventually. Yeah, maybe you do move off both of them, mate. Big E. G'day, Roo. First year doing Supercoach and curious your thoughts on when you start to think of players as lock-ins for the year. Yeah, you should be starting to think about it, mate. I think I'm going to buy one this week. Zach Lomax, going to take some of that Bostock, that sweet, sweet Bostock Bicky, and I'm going to turn that into Zach Lomax. So definitely is something you should start to consider, mate, 100%. And our last question from Rowan. What about Garrick as an option? Has Titans this week and a nice draw in the next couple of rounds. Will be low ownership. We've got a little pod play here in Ruben Garrick. Let's have a look at their draw over the next few weeks. Once again, when Wooker drops his deep dive stats, this is the shit you should be looking at. Have a look at Garrick's next few matchups. So he's going to go Para, Raiders, Finn, Broncos, Melbourne. Is that much of a great matchup? Para, Canberra's tough. Dolphins is a good matchup. Brisbane's tough. Melbourne's tough. By Penrith.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I don't love the matchup, to be honest with you, mate. Yeah, I'm not really seeing it there. But have a look at Wooker Stacks, do the matchup there and see how it all lays out. All right, guys, they are all the questions sent in by you guys this week in review of Supercoach Round 6, answering all your questions in the Roo Crew. Obviously, the video is in the Roo Crew. If you're on the Rugby League Guru podcast, you want to join the fastest growing community in Rugby League and the best just quality. We're having a great time in the Roo Crew. Exclusive content, early access content, video content that you only see there. It's not going to be on the YouTube or anything. A lot of it's only in the Roo Crew. Make sure you hit the link in the description of the podcast and come and join us in the Roo Crew. $2 a week. $2 a week. You get access to all my thoughts, my early trades, all the video content. Honestly, there's too much to consume for you each week for just $2. You get your questions answered, all this sort of stuff. It is unreal. So come and join us in the Roo Crew. The link is in the description. Cheers, legends. We'll see you soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.